Microphone check 1 2 1 2, huh? Yeah, I mean, this is 17 reporting live for the Solo Cast episode seven, folks. I'm not sure I've stayed this consistent with anything else in my life ever, but with that being said, we are back with episode seven, and it is now it's not even close to Friday, bro. What are you talking about? It is Sunday, that's right. Because I wanted Chick-fil-A and they are closed. Now listen, it's the only day I ever want Chick-fil-A. It happens to be the day they're closed, which obviously just must be God's doing, you know what I'm saying? If you want fast food one time and they're closed, then that's just somebody telling you, look, you don't need that shit. So, with that being said, I got out of the house today. That's a big thing for me. I often don't do so, and it leaves me just like kind of like trapped in my head. And by got out of the house, I mean, I went looking for, items at some of these stores, discount stores that I could flip online. Because that's what I do, flip Game Elvis. That's one of the things I do. There's like, I was actually describing to one of my friends, they were asking me, well, which one of your hobbies is more fulfilling for you? And I was like, you know, that's hard. Because I really like this, but I like this, and I like that, and I like to do this. You know what I mean? They're like, damn, you do have a lot of things that you do. And it's like, I try to tell them, like, I'm really trying to take this year to decide which one do I want to do. Like, because I read this book called The One Thing, where pretty much, and I'm not saying it's, like, extremely, like, credible. I'm just saying, like, it has a lot of truth to it when you think about it. They say, I mean, one of the quotes in that book, it's written by Gary Keller, and one of the quotes in that book is, if you do two things at once, you do neither. And that's the way I've been thinking about, like, all of my little hobbies and stuff that I like to do, right? And it's like, man, I'm juggling, like, six or seven things at once, but I'm not really making a whole lot of progress on any of them, really. Like, I am, but, like, very slow progress, right? Like, so I want to pick one of them. So I was telling that friend, I was like, well, honestly, I want to say that the most fulfilling for me is reselling online. But I think that's just because there's an immediate ROI. And what I mean by ROI, for those of you that don't know, that means return on interest. Or no, that means return on investment, not interest. So your return on investment means what you get back for what you put in. And if you got an immediate ROI, that pretty much means, like, that's what reselling is for me, right? Like, reselling, you buy something, you put it online, a few days later, you might sell it. I mean, it might take a couple weeks, but you sell it and you make some money, right? Like, that's what reselling is. So I was talking about the ROI on that is just immediate to me. And that's why it feels fulfilling. So I said that, but I think it's only because of that. And I don't think that's something that is, like, the longevity of that is not there because that is not, like, that's not eternal happiness, right? Like, yeah, you could have fun doing that, but what happens, like, 2 years down the road if that's, like, all you're doing, right? Like, if you just decide to go hard on that, yeah, you start making, like, a lot of money because you're going hard on it, but then it's, like, it gets, like, stressful once you start, you know, you got a lot of inventory and you start posting a lot of stuff and whatnot, and takes up a lot of time, and, like, you realize you're not even doing anything that you enjoy doing to be creative. So then I was thinking, okay, but the music is really fun for me. I took a step back from music for the past couple years, but the music is really fun for me when I write and when it's finished. Everything in between those two is extremely stressful and frustrating, and I hate it. And if that's the case, then I'll never win. If you don't love what you're doing, if you don't love it, you're gonna lose. That's just, I mean, I'm not saying you're gonna go broke and be like, oh fuck, like, my life is over. I'm saying you're not gonna feel happy and fulfilled, right? That's what I mean by that when I say you're gonna lose. If you don't love it, you lose. So I tell myself that all the time. And if there's something I don't love doing, then I just don't do it no more. So that's why I took time off from music. But now I'm, like, writing a lot more, and I got this whole album almost completely written. But it's just, like, now comes the recording process and the mixing and mastering of it, which I'm actually going to do in a professional studio. but I need more income for that, obviously. So we're working on that. But aside from that, I'm like, that music is fun, but that other part's stressful. So, you know, both of those have their like pros and cons. And then I was like, well, I like making vlogs. That's really fun for me. It's a really fun, creative way for me to pretty much like voice my opinions and people be able to actually like see. And it's a cool visual for people to like get to kind of like, you know, kind of halfway live your life with you for a moment in time. That's why I enjoyed vlogs when I first started watching them. That's why I got into it, because I just, you know, I wanted to make something about like my life, right? And I, granted, like my life's not super like exciting right now, but it's just like, it's also a way to, when you're in like a town, when you, wherever you live, if you live somewhere, and I know this is like a rarity, right? But if you live somewhere where you don't know anybody or you don't have any friends yet, and it's just kind of you, that vlogging is actually very helpful for like your mental, right? Because you're talking. And even if you're just talking to a camera, at least you're talking, right? That's better than just being like everything locked up in your head. So that's why, another reason vlogging is really good for me. And then I also like to work on little music videos. I've worked on a couple music videos with my friend, and that's fun for me because A, I get to support somebody that I care about and that I am passionate about, like their vision as well. B, I'm still in that music industry without the stress of actually like making the music myself. And C, it's cool to have this like vision in my head and be able to put it all down into like a full video and have people see it and be like, damn. And then I also like my podcast that I'm doing right now, because this is a cool like audio outlet that people can just like play in the background without having to like look at me, because I don't fucking like when people look at me. But the podcast is cool because you could just click play and then, you know, keep messing around on your phone and it doesn't like turn off, right? Like you can click play and then go wash the dishes or like clean up the house or like you'll be driving somewhere, or and you can just listen to me in the background like you're doing right now. And whatever you're doing right now on the side, shout out to you, because that's a good thing about podcasts. That's my point about podcasts. I can just be playing and talking to you in the background. It almost feels like I'm right there with you, but I'm not. And you're still doing whatever you got to do and getting your shit done while still supporting me. So shout out to you guys. But I like podcasts like that because I can still like get my point across without feeling the pressure of somebody looking at me like the camera. So that's another thing that podcasting is good for. And then, sorry, it's raining. I don't know if you can hear that. And of course, yes, I am driving. This is when I start podding. When I'm driving, you know I'm podding. When I'm podding, you know I'm driving. So that's why I like podcasting. And then I also have this thing where I like to like, I started it this year where I like, I guess it wasn't this year, it was like last year I started it, but since the year's brand new. But I like bleach these shirts and I bleach hoodies. I like bleach deep quotes onto, like really impactful quotes on the back of hoodies and flannels. And I wear them. And I've had a couple people stop me like, hey, where'd you get that? And I'm like, I made it. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And they want to support me because they like the message and they rock with it, right? And I think that's super cool. And I'm like, man, that'd be really cool to like be able to make a whole collection of like 20 of these and then get them to people and just have people like wear my vision, and just to see something that was in my head people wear around as clothing would be just the coolest thing in the world for me. And so that's something else I like doing. And it's like all these things that I'm juggling, and I've got like three other ideas that I want to start. You know, like I want to start a blog because I really, really like to write, and I know that like I'm not good at a whole lot of stuff, but I am good at writing. So I like to write because I'm good at it and because it's like another way to like express myself. But I want the blog post to be completely anonymous. And me and my friend are trying to figure that out at the moment, how to get that up and running, the blog site. And I think that's just going to be super dope, man. I would really love to get that off the ground. So that's my thing. I was talking to my friend. I was like, man, like, I got all these different things. I just can't decide. And I know Gary Vee, would tell me, just pick one. Like, you'll never know what the other outcome could have been. Just pick one and go. But dude, it's hard to just pick one when you like doing them all. Like, if I pick reselling, then I'm gonna be like, damn man, I really wish I would have stuck to music. I guess I could still like jump in and make music here and there, but I don't know. If I pick music, I'm like, damn, I really want to get back to reselling. That was really fun. I don't know. But anyways, that was a 10-minute conversation to let you know that's what I was doing today. I was getting out of the house, going to look for items. I didn't really find shit, but that's okay because at least I got out of the house. And that's important. And doesn't happen often. I stayed up from midnight last night to 7 a.m. working on my episode 3 of Part of the Process vlog that's going up on YouTube. And it's really long because it was 3 weeks of footage condensed into one video. Normally it'll only be like 10, 12 minutes, maybe 15. This was like 41 minutes because I was waiting 3 weeks for that computer to get here. It got lost in the mail. And anyways, I got a new computer, got a new software. So figuring out that software while simultaneously editing this video was just a challenge, but was actually really exciting at the same time. So that vlog is going up. By the time I get home, it should be done uploading to YouTube. I just got to hit publish and it'll be live. So that's going to go up. It is now Sunday, February 9th. So you'll see that posted on my YouTube on that day. And so I did last night. That's what I'm doing today. I got up kind of late since I went to bed super late and didn't find shit, but at least I got out of the house and drove around a little bit. I'm really hungry right now. I'm going to go home, whip up some food. And yeah, man, like, that's what I've been up to. Just trying to figure shit out a little at a time. You know, it's really hard sometimes when you compare yourself to other people. And I know we all have a problem with that, right? But we just got to remember that when you talk about social media, you got to remember that people's social media is their highlight reel, okay? Like, when you're comparing, like, it's better to just not compare yourself to anybody, but it's really easier said than done, right? But when you think about it and you look at people's social media, like, damn, they're having a blast. Or, like, you hear from other people, like, man, like, this person is going out with her friends, with her family, going out to the bars, going out to baseball games, hockey games, just having a fucking blast, smiling in every photo, just so excited, so happy with life. You hear they got promoted, you hear they're getting a new car, and you're sitting here like struggling, like not just like financially, right? Like I'm not. But, like, you're struggling, bro, like, with everything, really. And when you see somebody else that's doing way better, and you just know that they're so happy, man, that will really get to you because you start comparing yourself to them and, like, man, I ain't shit. But then you just gotta remember that that's highlight reels, and even though your highlight reels are still you sitting in the fucking house, everybody's got different lives, man. Everybody's got different things that make them happy. Everybody goes about things a different way. Everybody gets through things a different way. And life is what it is. And you just got to understand that it's not healthy to compare yourself to other people, because just like they don't know what you're actually going through, you also don't know what they're actually going through, right? Like, shit could look sweet, but what if it ain't? And even if it is, well, good for them. You should just say good for them and keep it moving. You know what I mean? That's what it should be about. Not comparing yourself to other people. But, you know, obviously, like I said, of course, much easier said than done, especially when you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyways, let me just get off that. But that's where my head's been at, man. It's real easy for me to just look at somebody else's situation and just know that, like, and just see it and be like, they are doing so much better than I am. And that gets me, like, down in my head. Not that I want them to do bad. Not, you know, like, that's great. But it just hurts for me to see. So, if there's certain people like that, you just gotta, like, do your best to, like, if you can't refrain from comparing yourself, just block them. You know what I'm saying? Just block. I know that might sound bad, but you got to do what you got to do for you, man. So just remember that. And I don't know. I feel like I'm not trying to fucking preach here. I'm just trying to voice how I'm feeling, trying to voice how I'm doing, because that's what this podcast is me explaining what the fuck's going on, right? And some days I feel really good, and some days I feel really bad. And the most frustrating part is that there really isn't an in-between, and I wish there was. And today's one of those, like, bad days. Not really like, man, I fucking hate my life. Like, it's not really like that. It's just like, you feel so, like, nothing. But other than that, man, I'm not trying to make this a dark podcast. So fuck that shit, man. Let me think about what positive shit I can think of. I already told you guys, like, all the random stuff I'm doing. I got the video going up. I got this podcast going right now. My last episode of the podcast is doing pretty well. I think it's got, like, 8 to 10 plays so far. And I dropped it, like, last night, I think. I've had it recorded for, like, 2 weeks, but I just never published it. So I published it last night. Shout out to you guys. And I realized people, like, love story time. I was telling stories on my past couple podcasts, and the only story that I could think that goes with this, like, scenario here is the story I already told you about, like, my friend Richard just, like, you know, like, going through some shit and then just turning around and telling me, like, dude, there's 7 billion people in the world. Why would I let one ruin my day? And it's not that one person ruined your day. It's that you ruin your day by thinking about that shit, right? So you just got to get out of your head. You got to get out of your own way. And with that being said, I wanted to talk to you guys about, like, reading. And I know maybe not a lot of you guys read, but for some reason, like, I don't read storybooks, right? Like, I can't. I mean, I can, obviously, but I choose not to read those books because that, it just seems like, right, it's like a fantasy, and you're in the book and you're so happy and excited and whatnot. Then you put the book down and it's like back to real life. You're like, what the fuck? I read the books that are like, help me mentally and help me, like, feel better about myself and, like, feel like I'm progressing and think about a different way to attack something, right? Like, so with that being said, there's this book that I bought by a hip-hop/pop artist named Russ, R-U-S-S. And Russ has been an artist that I've listened to for a few years. My sister actually introduced me to him. And the first song I ever heard by Russ was Manifest. And what Manifest is if you don't know, Manifest is to speak something into existence. To believe something so purely in your head that you talk about it so much that you actually, like, whatever energy you put out is the energy you get back. So when you're seeing this, when you're visualizing this, when you're speaking about it, when you're saying, this is what's going to happen, I'm going to get this, I'm telling you, I got this, it actually maps to your actions actually map to that, because you believe it so heavily that your actions map to that end goal. And the combination of those two things, the vision and your actions mapping to it because you believe so seriously in that vision, is what actually puts that energy out and manifests it actually happening in your life. Manifest, to speak something into existence. So that was the first song I heard by Russ. And that's when I started getting, like, real deep into, like, the universe and, like, energy and, like, what you put out is what you get back, period. But that's just what it is. I mean, that's just real life facts right there. Like, you can take that at its most base level or at its highest level. And the most base level would be if you go looking for stuff that's going to make you sad, that's what you're going to find. Like, if you go looking for the bright side of the day, that's what you're going to find. Like, if I'm driving right now and I'm like, man, it's a gloomy ass day, I'm going to feel gloomy. Guess what? I'm going to feel gloomy. But if I'm driving, I'm like, man, I like the rain. Like, a gloomy day, nighttime, rain, the street lights, man, that's just beautiful. Let me go take a Polaroid shot of these street lights reflecting off of the road. Then I'm gonna feel happy. I'm gonna start doing more things that actually turned this day from a negative to a positive. And I always had this one quote that, like, not always, but the past couple of years, I had this one quote that I kind of just like made up in my head that made me feel better about life, which was, every good day starts with small victories. I pinned that quote down and I wrote it and I saved it and I got it up on my cork board, and it just reminds me every day, because I, you know, me not getting that from a book or anything, me actually like putting that, writing that down myself, it was an actual experience I had. I was having a bad day and I just decided, you know what, let me just do one thing. And it just gets me like, it gets like the ball rolling, right? And it builds momentum and it builds like a domino effect. And then, you know, next thing you know, you actually ended up having a good day that started off as a bad day. Because most people, if one thing goes wrong in the morning, they're like, oh God, it's going to be one of these days. And it does end up being one of those days, because you manifested that, because you talked about it, because you said it was going to be one of those days, and you never looked for the bright side. You never looked, oh, damn, I just spilled my coffee, it's going to be one of these days. You didn't think like, oh, I spilled my coffee, but at least it didn't get on my pants. You know what I mean? Like, that, it's really that simple. So, yeah, man, I don't know. So I got into Russ, and Russ has this book that he put out this year. And I've been following Russ for the past couple of years because of that song. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. And then I found out he produces his own music. He mix mastered everything himself, writes, record. He does it all himself, which is what I always did. Well, actually, not the producing part. I learned how to make beats, but I just couldn't make beats that I liked enough. But anyways, the mix mastering, all that shit. I did it all myself, recording. And I even filmed my own music videos a couple times. But, yeah, so that's why I respected Russ, because I could identify with him. And I've been following him ever since. And he's been pushing that same mindset. Like, yo, you just got to believe in you. You got to be your own number one fan. Because if you don't believe in you, how the hell you expect other people to believe in you? And that's why I followed Russ. And so he's been talking about this book that he was going to put out called It's All in Your Head. And I was like, man, I'm really gonna fuck with this book. I'm really gonna get some information from this. I'm gonna actually get a look inside of Russ's mind of like how he built that self-belief system and how he actually mapped his actions to that and how he actually manifested a very fulfilling life. Because it's not just about the money, it's about fulfillment, about happiness. And it seems like he's got that, right? Of course, there's always things behind the scenes, but long story less long, since I beat around the bush long enough, I bought the book. It finally came out, and I bought the book. I've had it for like 3 weeks, and I haven't read a single page. I just bought it, and I think that's what we do with a lot of things in life. We bought the book. Ah, yes, I got the book. Cool, and you feel happy that you got the book, but you don't fucking read the book, or you start the book, and you never finish the book, or like, ooh, okay, I'm going to start a podcast, and you do 2 episodes and quit. Like, what's the point? Finish what you start. There's this quote from Joe Budden, who has always been one of my favorite rappers. And he said, my life coach says I never finish what I start. Work, school, and relationships become one. But if I took all I could, how'd I leave it undone? So that was really powerful to me when I first heard it. My life coach says I never finish what I start. And I was thinking about that, like, damn, I never finish what I start. I make an album and it's fucking great and people love it and people support me, and then I never make any more music. And then I start a podcast, but I only make 5 episodes, and then boom. And I start a vlog and I only make 4 episodes. Or I start a series on my YouTube and I only do like 4 episodes of the series, and then boom, never season 2. You know what I mean? Like, all those things. And then Joe Budden said, but if I took all I could, how'd I leave it undone? So that's something that like I kind of go back and forth with. And what he means by that is, if he got everything that he wanted to get from that, then how can somebody tell him that he left things undone there, when he's like, no, I didn't. I did it. I took what I could from it and I moved on. And to me, I don't think that's me, right? Like, I don't take what I can and then, or take everything I can get from it and then move on. I move on because I don't know. It's like the way I'm wired, my DNA, like I get sidetracked, or like I always think there's something better, so I just keep going, or like I get frustrated with one thing and then I bounce, I don't put enough energy into that one thing. And that can apply to all kinds of different aspects of my life. Listen to this dude. He's pulling up next to me. Hold on. You actually probably can't hear it. Let me roll down my window. He turned it off. He's got a loud ass car that looks like a little car. Anyways, I'm not here to judge. I just never understood the people that make their cars so fucking loud. It's like, ooh, cool, dude. Like, you're rad. Like, people hate that. Everybody hates that. You show me a girl. If you're like one of those guys that's, you know what? Actually, I'm not even gonna, fuck it. You know what? I'm sorry. I was gonna say, you show me a girl that hears a loud ass car and's like, oh my God, yes. I love that I can't hear shit now. But I'm not even gonna go there, because we all got our own things. So to each their own. You know, like, I used to collect a shit ton of sneakers, and a person that had a loud ass car would be like, dude, why do you need 28 pairs of sneakers? You don't. You're right. So I'm doing better with judging people and with judging myself. So anyways, that's what we're on. And I'm gonna go home. Well, I'm actually home. I'm sitting in the parking lot now. But I'm gonna go inside, make something to eat, and I'm gonna read that book, damn it. Because I really need it. Because right now, I just keep comparing myself to other people. I keep looking back on people that used to be in my life, whether it's friends or people I was in a relationship with, and just seeing how happy people are. And it's really easy for you to say, like, it's really easy for us to look at somebody else and say, man, like, I am not in a place in my life where I'm very happy. And look at this person just having a blast. And when it comes to friends, you think, and they're having a blast, like, and you used to think, like, man, I wonder if my friends miss me or something. And then you realize they're having a blast and they probably don't think twice about you. That's not the way you should look at it. That's wrong. You should just think, well, good for them. They're having a blast. And when it comes to relationships, you think, man, they're having a blast. They really are much better without me. And that's not how you should look at it. You should look at it as, like, you know what? They're moving on and they're doing really well. And like, an absolute shout out and props to them, because here's the thing. When you really care about somebody that much, even if you guys ended, bro, when you actually, I'm not talking about just say it, when you actually have love for somebody and it's that deep that you actually do just want to see them be happy, when you get to that point and you see them actually happy, you got to be able to be like, you know what? I'm not feeling too happy right now, but goddamn it, good for them. I'm going to work on my shit now. It's almost like an inspiration to you, right? That's how you should look at it. It's almost like something you should just be like, you know what? I need to go harder. I need to get on my grind, because I'm trying to be that happy. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you should look at it, man. You shouldn't look down on people. You shouldn't think, you shouldn't assume what other people's lives are. You just got to be happy for people. And if you got real genuine love for somebody, even if their life don't involve you, bro, man, if they're happy, they're happy. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. That's what I should title this episode, fuck it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to title this episode, fuck it. Because that's exactly the point I'm trying to get across. You know what? Something's hurting your feeling, bro. Fuck it. Just keep moving. Keep doing you. If somebody else is happy without you, fuck it. Just keep working on you. Working on you. The number one thing is, if you want to be selfless to the point where you want to make other people happy, the first thing you got to do in your life is make you happy. Because if you ain't happy, how the fuck you gonna be in a friendship with somebody or in a relationship with somebody and make them happy, or raise a family and make that family happy, if you ain't happy inside? So fuck it, man. Work on you. Try to figure out what makes you happy, and step by step, you'll get ahead, a little at a time. Remember that quote I said, where I said, every good day starts with small victories. Just remember that. Next time you wake up in a bad mood, just remember, every good day starts with small victories. You wake up feeling like shit, make your bed. That's a little victory. Make breakfast. That's a little victory. Instead of going to get some fast food for breakfast, that's a little victory. Do the dishes after that. That's a little victory. Clean up your apartment, clean up your house a little bit. That's a little victory. Those are things that you might not think are big deals, but they are big deals when they start building up, because then by noon, you're feeling really good about yourself. Then you go do whatever you got to do. Maybe read a little bit of a book, a couple chapters of a book. Boom. You know what I mean? Maybe make your podcast or whatever you like to do. Go to the gym or I don't know, whatever you guys like to do. just start knocking it out. And the next time you start to have a bad day, I want you to do me a favor and not accept that bad day. I want you to start telling yourself, you know what? I just got to start with a small victory. If I start with a small victory, I can end this bad day on a good note. I can turn around my day because of something that's in my head, because I decided that I wanted to turn my day around. Just do that for me, guys. And don't look at other people and think that they're all super happy and you're feeling like shit. That's a terrible way to look at it. You should be happy for people. Be happy for everybody, bro. Even if somebody's shitty to you, just be happy for people. You know why? Because fuck it, man. Fuck it. And I mean that in the most positive way. Fuck it. Work on you. Do what you love. Try to make yourself better. And make yourself better for your future you. Because your future you will thank you. At 50 years old, when you're really in good shape and when you took care of your heart and you took care of your health and you took care of your mind. When you do that shit, your 50-year-old you will thank you. Your kids will thank you. Do it for your kids, bro. Even if you ain't got none right now, I ain't got no kids. I've got no kids. But I know I'm gonna have a kid or two or three or however many, right? So I'm doing this shit right now, working on me, trying to make myself better, trying to get myself happy, trying to get my mind right in the right spot, trying to figure out my issues and put them all in place, even though it's a fucking like mess right now. I'm doing this shit for my kids. I'm doing this shit for my wife. I'm doing this for the future me. So I can look back and say, I'm damn proud of myself. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. This is episode 7 of the Solo Cast. And if you're listening, then I fucking love you guys. And I mean it, man. Peace.